Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Morning, welcome to Thursday Show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Who do you think the worst actor of modern times is? Now, you got to think that someone we've seen,
okay,
someone big enough to be considered the worst.
Oh, this is easy.
It's like when they do the worst song, it has to be a massive song to be considered the worst. Because you, if it was the worst, you wouldn't know about it. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, who do you think is listed as the worst actor of modern times? Amy.
Keanu Reeves.
Quality guess. I love Keanu Reeves. I love Bill and Ted. I love that John Wick. Oh, man, that is a... You watch that?
No.
Man.
My husband, I think, does.
That's a good movie. No, not it. All right. Incorrect. Wrong button. Lunchbox.
There are two smart people in this room. I have Keanu Reeves.
Wow. Is it because he never changed it? Whoa.
Like I don't know. Speed, he was so bad.
If it goes below 60 miles an hour, it's going to explode.
Yeah, he sounds the same and looks the same. I mean, I just think he seems lame. When you look him up, watch him in the movie, you're like, I don't believe this guy.
Have you seen John Wick?
No.
You would love it.
I'm writing it down.
Dude, it's just shoot him up.
John Wick.
And then they made a John Wick 2, which I haven't seen yet, but I'm telling you, it's... If you like movies where there's just like boom, boom, boom fights, it's legit.
I'll watch it by Monday.
Eddie.
I'm going to go with The Rock.
What?
Yeah,
I think he's the highest paid.
Blasphemy.
That was the dumbest guess.
I didn't talk about the highest paid.
Blasphemy.
He can be a tooth fairy or...
A baller.
Yeah.
The worst actor of modern times is Chuck Norris.
Modern times
or the ancient times?
I feel like that's ancient.
No, anything color TV, 80s, 90s. Also, Texas Ranger.
Yeah.
He's been in stuff.
All of his fighting movies?
Yeah.
What else has he done?
Delta Force?
Yeah, he's had movies. That's been a while, but he's like 80 now.
Yeah.
There you go. There you go. A little factoid.
Come on. Get your Bobby Bones on. Bobby Bones. Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
Listen to this. His high school junior, Molly, was braiding a friend's hair. It was the last day of class, and the friend started to get dizzy. She said, don't worry, I have these episodes too. But then the girl fell unconscious. And so Jackie called the nurse and started to do CPR on her. Do you supposed to stand alive? Staying alive. Staying alive. Staying alive. You got to hold that one long.
I've never heard that.
You have never heard of do CPR to staying alive?
Nope.
You ever watch The Office?
Yeah, but I didn't. Is that an episode? Didn't see it.
Yeah,
I haven't seen every episode.
And Michael Scott gets down and he starts doing it. And he's like, they're like, do CPR to stand alive. And he's like, okay. And he gets down and puts his hands in and goes, first I was afraid. I was petrified. He's real small. And they're like, no.
The chorus?
No, no, that's not even the same song, Amy. That's I Will Survive.
Okay, sorry.
Thank you, Eddie, but I didn't write
That's really funny.
That's the show. Anyway, it was a great thing because, one, it got it out there that if someone's down and you have to pump on their chest, that's what you do it to.
Oh.
Staying alive. And secondly,
okay,
she saved her friend.
That's amazing.
Because she knew how to do it because she had seen probably off The Office.
Yeah, probably.
Unless she was like, Ed. First, I was afraid.
It's too slow.
I was petrified. Yes, that's why.
Yeah, don't do that.
Anyway, I see you. That's a good story. Saving lives, teaching lessons. Staying alive. I see you.
That was I See You. Bobby Bones Show.
A guy proposed to his girlfriend with a tattoo. Tell me what you think about this, okay? He got a tattoo, and it said, will you marry me? And then it had two boxes, yes or no, and then gave her a marker, and she had to check yes or no.
I'm not going to look. You just check one.
A marker or a tattoo gun? I thought it was a marker.
It's a tattoo gun. When I saw it, I thought she was marking it.
No.
She tattooed.
Wow, she got to actually, so this was like a, wow.
Like, what if she tattooed yes? What if she tattooed no? And
yeah.
He just had to live with that.
That's so awkward.
Going in, you know she's saying yes. You're not doing that tattoo unless you know she's saying yes.
But don't you know with most proposals, they're saying yes?
Yes.
To be fair.
Yes.
I thought it was, you think it's creative or stupid? Amy?
Creative, I guess.
Ooh, you're borderline,
Because
huh?
I wouldn't do it ever. That's crazy town. Giving somebody else tattoos.
Creative or stupid?
Creative.
Lunchbox?
Stupid. I mean, That is the dumbest thing you can put on your body besides the girl's name, because it's going to be there the rest of your life, and more than likely, you're going to break up. Half of the marriages end in divorce, so that's just dumb.
I think that stat's old.
Hey, yeah, stop with your statistics.
Eddie?
It's creative. It's creative because, I mean, if she checks no, you can just erase the no one and then try to get on someone else. You know what I'm saying?
You only have to undo that part of
the
tattoo?
Yeah, just the check.
His skin starts to get real irritated after.
There's like a red check that's erased. It's like when you erase paper. I think it's good because if it means something to her, and two, it's different. Mm-hmm. In the land of everybody proposing the same way.
You're right.
I like it. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was pretty romantic. And she did say yes, and they're going to get married. And they should tattoo the wedding rings on each other.
Oh, yeah. Just tattoo everything from now on.
Yeah. Get your Bobby Bones on. Positivity time for Thursday. Here we go. Tell me something good. Firefighters were called to this pet shop in Los Angeles. And there were no people in there, but there were like 43 pets, and they went in and rescued all the pets while the place was on fire. Like their iguanas, are running out with iguanas, they're running out with
43 pets is a lot.
Birds, guinea pigs,
yeah.
And they're just all coming out with them. So shout out to those firefighters who saved all the aminals.
The aminals?
The aminals.
I love like when firefighters give little baby iguana CPR or something.
Do you? Amy, what do you have?
So, an Illinois woman celebrated her 100th birthday and got her high school diploma at the same time. Because during the Great Depression in 1934, she had dropped out of school to care for her family. Bam! She just went back to school, was given her diploma.
That's cool.
And it happened to be her 100th birthday. So, awesome. It's like a double celebration.
Dang. You only have that 100th one time.
Yeah, never too late.
Lunchbox?
Old Granny Margaret is 98 years old, and she was outside mowing her lawn. It's 93 degrees, and Granny's pushing the mower. Some paramedics drove by. They're like, man, we got to help Granny out. They pulled the ambulance over, got out and mowed Granny's yard for us.
Dang, look at that. That's telling me something good right there. Bobby Bones. Lunchbox mentors a kid. He doesn't like to talk about it because he's always like, I'm tough. I don't do nice things. But he does. Like, he mentors a kid. How old is the kid?
He is in second grade.
8?
Yeah.
So, you can tell him what happened.
So, I was at mentoring the other day, and I don't know if they're just learning about this whole 911 thing or whatever, but we're walking by, like, the, I guess it's the information desk where a receptionist usually sits during the day, and there's a telephone back there. And he runs back there and dials 911. And he called, and they answer, and he's like, I just called to say what up, and he hung up the phone.
Oh, no.
What'd you do, mentor?
What'd you do?
He probably told him to do it.
Exactly.
They all laughed. They both laughed and ran away.
I'm just like, do it again.
No, I'm just like, you did not really just call. I'm like, oh, my goodness. And they call right back. I'm like, no, everything's good. But then they had to send a cop up there.
Boy, yeah, you answered. Everything's good. It's okay.
An adult man answers.
Nope.
I know an 8-year-old just called, but that's all right.
I know I'm an adult man, unknown, with an 8-year-old. All good here.
I promise I'm not dangerous. I'm a good guy.
Trust me. That's no teeth, Keith.
All good. I had the best mentor, too. He taught me everything enough.
Good thing you answered that phone, Lunch.
We'll be at the park.
I mean, what am I supposed to do? And I mean, oh, man.
My stomach hurts. I'm laughing too hard. So he calls 911. They call back. You answered.
They say, is there a problem? I said, no. And I tried to explain the situation. I'm the mentor.
What was the situation? You okay?
I said, well, look, I mentored this after school program, and I'm the mentor. That's my mentee. And I guess they're learning about 911. And he just saw the phone and he called, and they're like, and I'm like, everything's good. And they're like, okay. And they send a cop up there anyway, just to make sure.
So when the cop arrives.
Oh, I didn't handle it after that. That's when the head of the program has to deal with it. I don't have to deal with that. Like, I was like.
Did you mentor your kid anyway afterward about that and what happened?
Well, I was just like, you can't do that. Like, you're going to get in trouble. And he's like, no, they tell you to call 911. And I was like, and so now he's suspended for a couple days.
Oh, no.
From what?
What?
From the after school program. Because you can't do that.
He got suspended?
Absolutely.
Can you go rogue mentoring?
No, I can't go rogue because they pick up on the school bus and everything and bring her to the facility.
Amy brought up a great point that was totally laughed over because we're all laughing. Lunchbox was mentoring a kid that got suspended on his watch.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, no, guys.
You should have gotten suspended.
You can't blame
Dude,
me.
You're suspended.
I am not the one that picked up the phone and called 911. Oh,
you have man. To start putting that probably in your application to mentor.
Like, you're a permanent record. Your mentee got suspended from
so
mentor.
So, tell us about your past experience.
Oh.
Well,
got a kid kicked out of mentee class.
That kid's like later in life, like it's up wherever. So what are you in for? Well,
it all started. He's like, well, it all started back when I was in second grade, and I had this mentor named Lunchbox.
Dang, dude!
Oh my gosh.
Dang, dude!
Yeah.
Do you tell your kid about your look the gang you're in, Little White Criminals?
No, I haven't told him anything about that. I'm trying to teach him like respect and how to respect others. Keep your hands to yourself.
Keep your hands to yourself.
Yeah, treat others how you want to be treated. Things like that.
Okay.
You're trying to teach him that. And
you
got to do like in the second semester, we'll do SMART goals where they come up with a goal that's specific, measurable, attainable, and traceable.
Specific, measurable, attainable. Oh, you forgot the R. What's R? You didn't do R.
reachable.
Yeah.
No, reachable.
What'd you say it?
Yeah, I think I said reachable.
Okay.
Well, no, because that's attainable. I don't remember.
Okay.
But
you don't remember the rules?
No, it's something like that.
If you forget, just call 911. They got all the answers. That's funny, man.
Bobby Bones. The Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from New York. A guy that works at the local prison got off work, headed to the local bar to get a drink. So he's sitting there, gets a drink. There's a girl. He's like, how can I impress this girl? He's like, oh, you know what? I work at the jail. Let me show you my gun. So he's showing her the gun.
Oh, no.
Oh, boom! Shoots himself.
Oh, no.
And shoots her.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And they were both okay, but they had to be taken to the hospital. But, yeah. I don't know if he got her number or what, but the bar guy said he comes here all the time. He's a regular. Just a bad accident.
Dang.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Wow.
Get your Bobby Bones on. Follow Bobby on Snapchat. Username Bobby Bones Show.
Oh, yeah.
Bobby Bones Show.
My trainer did another prayer over me yesterday.
That's so kind.
I always feel like...
I'm thoughtful.
It is, and I like it, because I always feel a little more at peace, but these workouts are grueling. I'm getting in real good shape, too, because I'm training to fight. I probably never fight.
Yeah, but you're...
But now I'm starting to think about it a little bit. Like, I've been training for, like, a month, and I think maybe I just, like, fight Eddie, and he didn't even know it. Like,
why me?
Because I can win that one.
You don't think you can beat Lunchbox?
Yeah, but I'll start weaker first. I need to work my way up.
Okay.
Work my way up to the ranks.
I got you.
It goes Eddie first, Lunchbox second, and then I take Ray third.
Yeah. What about Mike D? Where does he fall in that?
He did. He's okay. In a different class.
Oh, man. What about me?
I got you. Amy, stop.
What? Equal. You can't fight you. Equal here.
All right, do it.
We were doing ground and pound yesterday.
What is that?
It's where you get on the ground and you pound.
Oh, yes.
It's like on the ground fighting.
Yeah.
You're like on the ground. If you're fighting with someone, you're rolling on the ground.
Got it.
You're like, what do you do if you're in that situation?
Mm-hmm.
But my trainer's always like, don't. Your goal is not to fight somebody. Your goal is to get out of there as soon as possible. So what I'm teaching you is how to leave a fight. Like, somebody's attacking you, boom, boom, bam, bam, and then get out.
Oh, I thought you put them in a sleeper.
So you're just running sprints? Like, to run?
No, I'm already good at running from people. I can do that just fine. But I had a really tough workout, and there are three stages in my workouts. One, almost vomit.
Correct.
Two, almost quit. And three, almost cry.
Okay.
And if I can make all three without doing almost, it's a good workout. But I finish, and in tough workouts, he prays. He's like, dear Lord, thank you for work. And I was like, dang, that feels good. Like,
what does he pray for? Like, what is it? Like, to give you
He didn't pray strength? For, like, the workout.
Oh,
he was like, thank you for letting him have the courage and the strength to come today and to want to make his body stronger, and hopefully it makes his mind stronger. But I never had that happen before.
That's pretty cool.
Ever. I'm just like, that... I'm exhausted, and it's like this cathartic, like, wow, like I feel good.
Yeah.
And the first time he was like, do you mind if I pray over you after your workout? Because I was hurting. And I was like, I don't mind at all. Like, I don't understand. But now every time I kind of want a prayer, so I like it work extra hard. So
if
I think,
he doesn't, you're like, hey.
I'm like, I don't work hard enough to get a prayer.
Yeah.
It's a reward system.
Yeah.
Like, Bobby's like waiting for you. He's like, guess I'm going to go now.
Anything you want to say? Anybody you want to talk to upstairs before I leave?
Yeah.
You want to send a message to anybody? But yeah,
anybody?
It's good, man.
Get your bones on. Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby. Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Man, February Thursday is going good. Being forgetful is actually a sign your brain is working well. Well, if that's the case, I'm on fire.
Me too.
Because I forget stuff all the time. I just forget song names. I forget lyrics. Wow. I forget jokes sometimes I'm on stage. Let's just forget stuff.
Okay, so why is this the case?
The part of the brain that's linked to memory seems to, quote, promote forgetting, but it's only to make room for important stuff.
Oh, so that's what we're doing.
You're making room for more important stuff.
I don't have time for this trivial stuff. I got to make room for important things.
That's why I miss these songs sometimes when you guys play. I'm like,
Time you can't remember your network's password or a birthday, it's just because your brain is waiting for more useful information. Your brain's like, this is not important stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Love that. Full of important things.
I didn't know your brain had to make room.
Yeah.
Like there's a limit. That. It's got RAM.
Yeah, like it's a file cabinet.
Yeah, I didn't either. Huh. Are we even sure about that, though?
No.
Well, maybe
Are we sure about anything?
I mean, look at how much we know.
Are we sure we're not in a dream?
Yeah, people tell me, are we like, dreaming right now?
Like, really?
Did your chair just fall?
How do you know we're not in a dream right now?
I guess we don't. Pinch
you don't.
Me.
You don't. Come here.
No.
Do you think about that? Like, do you think, like, oh, could we really be dreaming right now? Because my roommate in college was a philosophy major, and he came home with this argument. They had to argue this in class, and they said, how do you know you're not dreaming
you don't.
Right now, and when you're sleeping, you're really living life?
What?
Like, that stuff is so crazy. Right, like, why are...
We don't.
Socrates, take a step back.
Like, did Socrates really think all that stuff? Because that's out there.
That's like Socrates, Aristotle, Plato type stuff.
Wow.
Like, is our show real?
Right. Okay.
Now, I mean, even people that think we're real would say, no, the show is not real.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm glad you're here. If you forget things, that's why.
Okay. We're smart.
What were we talking about?
That.
Yeah. You play a game?
Yeah.
I wonder how work is, though. Do you think people are back at work?
What do you mean?
Well, maybe they went back yesterday. Maybe everybody's back today. Or do most people get the week off?
I think they're back today.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do?
You gotta work.
Let's play a game. They can all play with us. So, if I were to say Central Perk, you would say...
Friends.
Because the music's playing.
Oh, okay.
Well,
I'll give you the fictional restaurant dish place. You tell me the show.
Oh, okay. This is going to be a tough one, but I like it.
Write your answer down. Ready?
Ready.
The Max.
In.
Oh, already.
I'm in.
The Max.
I'm in for the win.
Amy?
Saved by the Bell.
Lunchbox?
Saved by the Bell.
Eddie?
Saved by the Bell.
Everybody gets a point.
Boom.
Los Pollos Hermanos.
I'm in.
In.
Los Pollos Hermanos.
That's it. Yeah.
It depends where you want to say it.
I'm in for the win.
Not true. I'm in.
Los Pollos Hermanos.
Good job, Bones.
Right?
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Okay. Amy?
Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad.
Good. The Krusty Krab. In the TV show, The Restaurant's in The Krusty Krab.
Okay, I'm in.
I'm in.
Man. I'm in for the win.
Amy.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Lunchbox.
SpongeBob!
Eddie.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Nice.
Good job, guys.
Krusty Burgers. Give me the restaurant. Give me the show.
What?
Wow. I'm in for the win.
Krusty Burgers.
I'm in.
Okay.
Amy?
Family Guy.
Oh, first miss of the day. Lunchbox.
The Simpsons.
Krusty the Clown.
I knew some
Eddie.
Cartoon.
The Simpsons.
Good.
Watch that.
The Lunchbox.
I'm in for the win.
Oh, man.
Give me the TV show. The restaurant's called The Lunchbox.
All right.
Okay.
I'm in.
Oh, no. That can't be right.
Amy?
I don't know.
Lunchbox?
Roseanne!
Oh. Eddie?
Everybody loves Raymond.
Give me one I know.
Freddy's Barbecue.
What?
Freddy's Barbecue.
Oh my gosh, I know this.
You do?
Yeah, she's gonna punch herself in the nose when she doesn't get it. Her own self in her own nose, I can tell.
I'm in.
Oh my gosh! I know this. It's in. I know this. Oh my gosh.
All right.
I'm in for the win.
Amy?
Frank under DC.
Lunchbox?
Nashville.
No.
Eddie?
Family Guy.
No.
House of Cards.
House of Cards! Yeah. Oh,
really?
And our winner is... Lunchbox.
I'm such a loser.
Thursday game this morning, yeah! The Bobby Bones Show. Let's go. And it's sunshine. So Jake Owen's house is on the market. Big article about it. Got like tiki rooms and recording studios. And Lunchbox calls up and tries to get in that Jake Owen house. Here we go.
Forest Properties.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I'm trying to call about 175... Road, trying to get some more information on that.
This is wrong.
That's
one.
Reba.
Oh, it was put right next to the Jake. Hey, where's the Jake one at, Ray? Here we go. Let's try this one.
Hello.
It's the right one.
Yeah.
Hello.
May I speak with Jeff Lawrence, please?
This is he.
Hey, Jeff. This is Jason Gibble, businessman doing business deals, trying to get that money. And I found a house for sale, and it has you as the premier agent. So I was just trying to call and get.
Dude, you got to work on your words.
Premier, ever.
Yeah. First, he got like bullfrog in his throat, and then he can't say the word premier.
Get some more information on that.
Sure. What's the address?
It's 1 Road.
Yeah, it's available.
Well, dude, let me ask you a couple questions, dude. So. Can you tell me, is there like a big back porch, you know, because I love, you know, barefoot blue jean nights, dude, like, whoa, you know what I mean, dude?
I do. That's the way I spend my weekend. It's a tiki hut out back, as a matter of fact. There's a hot tub out back and a screened-in porch.
Dude, that sounds awesome. So you're saying like beaching, dude, like, you know, like putting some limes in my Corona, laid back. You know what I mean, dude? Beaching.
Yes. Yes, and it's got the surfboards hanging from the roof. So yeah, it looks like they're doing the same thing.
Do you think I could fit like 100 people in that house for a party? Because you know, dude, like I like to have good company around all the time, dude.
It's like almost 5,000 square feet.
Oh, are you trying to do a Jake impression? Is that why he's saying dude all the time?
Yes. So.
And he's using Jake lyrics.
I get the lyrics.
Okay. But he's saying dude.
It sounds like a Ninja Turtle more than he does Jake Owen.
But it almost sounds like the realtor is sort of laid back.
He's pretty chill.
It's Jake acting like the realtor. Nah, man. Yeah, dude.
I feel like.
Come on by, man.
He's like, yeah, it does have a tiki porch.
Wow, that's huge, dude. That's a big house. I am so pumped, dude. Like, I don't want this house to be the one that got away. You know what I mean, dude?
Okay. You want to set up a time to go look at it tonight around 6 o'clock?
All right, dude. Like, this is gonna be like a match made in heaven, dude. Like, we're gonna be like beaching, you know, barefoot blue jean night on the back porch, dude.
All right, awesome.
All right.
Great.
Thank you so much. Have a good one. All right, bye bye.
You too.
Is that for real?
Did you go look at it?
I know, 6 o'clock didn't work for me. I had somewhere to be.
What?
Oh, they were going to let you in the first
this
house ever?
This is the first time a realtor has ever let you without getting, like, a note from your bank that you even have money.
Because I feel like this guy's not the realtor.
I feel like this guy wants to go see it, too.
It's like, hey, dude, I like to say Tiki, too, dude. I haven't been over there yet.
He goes, awesome.
Yeah, that's the property. Sure.
They sound like they can be best buds.
He's like, do you have the key?
Okay, that was amazing.
You could have went to the house and
yes,
you didn't go.
Yes, what?
Obligations.
Come on, dude.
Dude, come on. That's the one that got away, dude.
Our producer, Raymond, who does all of our audio, like he did what some are calling a baller birthday move. He bought his girlfriend, Ray and Bay, like a really nice hotel room in town.
True?
Yeah.
What? That's the dumbest.
No, it was, for her birthday, it's going to be a mystery city and a mystery hotel. And so she hates surprises and secrets and stuff like that. So I ended up having to cave in and I gave her the mystery city. I said, it's here in Nashville.
Wait, you shouldn't. Like,
Raymond,
you should
live.
Never say mystery city if you're staying in the same city. Like, it was a mystery to her, but that's a letdown.
That was the plan from day one. Get in a car and just drive. And she has no idea where we're going.
That is the lamest thing ever.
But you went down the road.
You drove two blocks from your crib and you went to the hotel. Like, why waste your money?
Because that's where the nicest five-star hotel in the entire city is. It just happens to be two blocks from my place.
Would like to start with the city part before I get to the hotel part. You can't say Mystery City and it be the same city. Mystery City is a different city.
I actually thought about like a couple cities. There's one like 30 minutes from us. It's pretty awesome. We got some nice hotels, Brentwood and Franklin. Yeah. So I could have.
But my point is, Ray, if you say Mystery City, it's like you're taking her somewhere she's not. It's new to her.
Yeah, but I
still think the hotel room's a great idea in town.
And it was all a surprise. Right.
Now, and all great.
It's all a mystery.
But it's like going, man, I got the greatest ice cream for you ever. And you give someone like a simple soft serve cone. Now, I love ice cream and would love a soft serve cone if you didn't tell me it was the greatest ever. I'd be like, holy crap, a free soft serve cone. But if you told me it was the greatest ice cream ever, I'd be disappointed because it's only a soft serve cone.
She wasn't disappointed. She was down for both surprises. She loved the city and she loved the hotel.
Well, of course she lived there. He lived
and
there.
The coolest part is the Uber driver was all in. I was like, sir, please cover your cell phone with the address in it. I don't need her seeing where we're going. And then he'd like, he would go by one hotel and I'd be like, oh, that's the Westin, not staying there. Oh, that's the Omni, not
I
staying there.
I think that's a baller move to take her somewhere nice.
It was so great. And he even kind of played along. He goes, oh, is it this part of town? This is kind of a shady part of town. I was like, nope, hang a right. And then boom, we'd go over railroad tracks. And he's like, we just went over some railroad tracks. Boom. And then next thing you know, we're at this five-star spot. Only honeymooners go. And it was all a mystery.
I love that. I love the hotel thing. I love they get out of the house, do something nice for her. A plus. The mystery city and keeping her home, F. Total grade, B minus.
All right. That's fine with me. Listen, it's a birthday. She's had four of them. You got to get creative, guys.
I agree. She had four of them.
Four with Ray.
I know, but four.
That's her birthday. Yeah,
it does sound like she's four, which she's not.
I mean, she's not a four-year-old, yes.
Oh my god. Oh boy.
Okay.
I think the hotel is romantic.
Yes,
and
I like that.
You have something planned. The surprises too. Like I surprise a girl. I do. I like surprises. I like giving surprises more than getting them.
Oh yes, you do not like getting them.
No. As a fake news.
You don't
news.
Like
fake
being. News. Okay, sorry. I'll correct my fake news.
Fake
then.
News.
You
fake
don't
news.
Like.
That was fake news.
Stand by my statement. You don't like surprises. You don't.
I'll stand by that.
Thank you.
You do not
don't
like surprises.
Don't even try to fake news me.
Yeah,
I
don't.
Stand by it. I was going to alter it and be like, oh, maybe you just don't like knowing if there's
I don't
a
like
surprise
knowing
coming.
That there's a surprise coming.
But period, you don't like them.
Because you always build it up over what it is. If it's like, ooh, I got a surprise for you. I'm like, oh, I bet it's $1 million in a bikini. And then you're like, when it's...
That is possible.
But what I'm saying is, surprise
you with that. But
it's like that's where your head goes. Like, what's the best possible thing it could
there.
Be?
But so you acting like you like surprises. That's the fake news. Yeah. Go ahead and hit the clap.
All right, here you go. Here's a clap.
That was real news.
Real news.
Loser.
If there's just a surprise. And I didn't know anything about it, I'd be like, I like that.
No, afterwards you'd come back and be like. Why'd you guys surprise me?
You guys got to quit doing that.
Stop doing that.
I don't think so.
Don't ever surprise me again. But,
Ray, good work.
Thank you.
You still made the honor roll with yours?
Yeah, for sure.
You just can't say mystery city and keep her in the same city.
Totally get it. And guess what, guys? I'm still getting text messages that say, wow, I was so surprised the whole thing.
Okay.
He pulled his phone out to show us. For those that are just listening, Ray pulled his cell phone out and goes, guys, and he pulled out and shows us, I'm still getting text messages.
Okay. She liked it. I don't even think the mystery city thing's bad.
And that's who it was for.
Baby, you're the least romantic girl I've ever met in my life. The least. It's weird to meet girls that aren't romantic, which like Amy, or girls that don't like dancing. And I know girls who don't like dancing. I'm like, that's so weird. And so you're in that spectrum.
Oh, I like dancing.
I know you do, but you're not romantic at all.
True.
Yeah. So.
Well, I mean, unfortunately, I don't know why I'm not.
Yeah, I probably never been treated. You know.
Oh.
What?
Oh.
Hit the button.
No, that's
fake news.
That's real news.
Fake news.
Okay. All right. Thank you. The Bobby Bones Show. What's the deal with these dominoes that fall down and you have to count the dominoes?
Yeah, Pizza Hut's doing it. It's a way for them to fight dominoes, their big competitors. So they're using dominoes, and there are a lot of dominoes. It's like a 2.5-minute video from the time the first domino starts till the last one falls.
But what's the goal?
To count, if you could count the dominoes in the video and the person who can guess the perfect amount of dominoes that are in the video gets pizza for life.
Wow.
And guess what I did? I got my wife, my kids, everyone, watch the video over and over, count every domino, because we want Pizza Hut for the rest of our life. So we did.
So it was a family thing.
Oh, yeah.
my wife watched it, then Junior watched it, and Junior watched it, and we all like kind of came up with a round number.
Hmm. One, that's kind of cool that you did it together. So that's kind of a family thing.
I mean, we're serious about this. Can you imagine pizza for life?
Okay, you keep saying that. Yes, I can. that's really excites me.
You know we eat pizza every Friday night.
You do love pizza.
Yeah.
We'll go on the road, and I'll be like, where can we get something kind of healthy? Or healthy. And sometimes if there's a Taco Bell open, they'll have the protein bowl. I'll go get that, or we'll go to like a truck stop, and I'll get something. But Eddie will walk a mile to go to find, pizza.
Pizza, yeah. I like pizza.
He will go to... It's funny they're using Domino's and a Pizza Hut.
I totally
agree.
It's
their way to domino them
out.
But why even talk about it?
Ooh, good point.
No, it is literally making me crave Domino's. Like, it's just, they should have done something different. They should have put a bunch of pepperonis in a pile and you count how many are there.
Okay.
I don't know. Wow. I'm just thinking.
You count the pepperonis.
So we'll let you guys know if we guess the right amount of number.
It would be like Burger King going... How many Ronald McDonald's walked by in this 5-minute video?
I get it. You're so right. We're all thinking Domino's now. I've probably said the word Domino's more than I've said pizza.
Exactly.
Okay. How many? You don't have to give your number out.
I can't.
Because if the people get the same number, does everybody get it? Like, if you get the number, what?
First person to get it gets it. So you can say your number, because if you've submitted, your guess is in and no one else can steal your number. So
did
how many
you submit?
Did you get?
We've submitted, yes.
What was your number?
My wife had one and I had another one.
What was it about? I don't even know.
It was more than 4 million.
Four million?
Yeah, you counted
that many?
Yeah. Well, not like domino for domino. There's a little rounding going on, but yeah.
Oh, it's many dominoes.
Oh, dude, it's a long domino thing.
Oh, dominoes. We're prescribing dominoes.
I would like some thin crust dominoes right now.
Thin crust.
I like it
thin
when they break.
The best.
I like it when they break the in their commercials. They're like, we're building new dominoes everywhere.
How are we talking about Domino's right now?
I know. You started it.
Maybe somebody that used to work for Domino's went to work for Pizza Hut. Or no.
Oh, double agent.
Like, yeah, double agent. And they're like, hey, guys, I got this great campaign.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
Thank you.
Pizza for life.
Pizza for life.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you. That's my gang in high school.
Yeah.
Pizza for life.
We did sign Pizza for life. 4L. P4L. Yeah.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Bones.
The Morning Corny.
Why was the math book always worried?
Because
it had so many problems. Get it?
That was the Morning Corny. Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
All right, so there's a segment we do called Time Marches On. And basically it's us finding the little moments in our life and realizing that time marches on. And there's nothing we can do about it except get older and accept it and be happy with it.
Time marches on.
So we'll go around the room. If you have one, feel free to raise your hand. Because I'll go first, so I brought it up. My doctor, I go get a physical. Healthy as a horse. He's like, I can tell you're eating right. You're physically fit. Your blood, you're good.
Wow.
You're good. He said, Bob, I'd send you a prescription. And you need to go get it. And you know, so I go in. I don't know what it is. Because he says something. When the doctors talk, I'm always like, blah, blah, blah. I'll just go take the medicine, right? So I go to the doctor. No, I go to the pharmacist because he calls it. And they're like, okay, here's your medicine. And they say, okay, so this is apparently for your cholesterol. And I'm like, my cholesterol?
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
They were like, you don't have enough bad cholesterol or something. I don't even know there's two different kinds of cholesterol.
Yeah, it's good and bad.
And they were like, you don't have enough bad cholesterol, so you need to take this medicine. Or I don't even know. All I know is I'm not taking medicine for cholesterol. Yeah. With that, I say, time marching on.
It's pretty bad.
37, and I'm on cholesterol medicine. But my doctor was like, people act like that, you know, all these diseases are what kills them. He goes, heart disease kills people.
Oh.
Like blood. So fix your cholesterol. I was like, time marches on, doc.
Time marches on.
Raise your hand if you have one. Amy?
Mine goes back to when I started watching that show, 13 Reasons Why. And one of the kids there in the show, like, goes to his dad because he gets these tapes in the mail. And he's like, hey, Dad, where's your radio thing? And his dad's like, you mean my boombox? And he's like, yeah, whatever it's called. Does it play tapes? And the dad's like, yeah, like the kid did not even know what it was called to like play a cassette tape.
Netflix, kids don't know cassette tapes. Time marches on. Lunchbox?
I'm at the store the other day, and I look over and I'm like, man, that looks really cool. I bought myself some houseplants.
Wow, you thought a houseplant was cool?
An indoor.
Indoor houseplant. I was like, man, that looked kind of cool in the house.
Wow, look at that. Wow. Eddie, do you have one?
The other day I was watching TV and that commercial came on. You know which one I'm talking about? The Volkswagen commercial where like they keep switching out cars because they're making babies and the car's rocking in the commercial. And I yelled at the TV like, that's so inappropriate. Why would they have that in a commercial? And my wife looks at me and goes, oh my gosh, you're so old. Like, that's not inappropriate. This is a commercial.
I saw that commercial and I rewound it and watched it three times because it was so funny.
I don't know the commercial.
Yeah, I haven't seen
but
it.
But if you're yelling at commercials, yeah.
That's old man
stuff. You're an old
man.
You whippersnappers and you're in commercials. Hey, time marches on, everybody. Don't forget it. As soon as you forget it, don't blink. It'll be gone.
Oh.
Don't blink.
Let's go.
Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
Who has more Instagram followers? I'll give you two people. All right, so who has the most? Our players will be Lunchbox and Amy. Are you ready to play?
Ready.
Ready.
Amy, you'll go first. Who has more Instagram followers, Justin Bieber or The Rock?
Bieber.
Ooh, Justin Bieber. That is incorrect.
Wow. What?
Yeah. Bieber has 94.1, but The Rock has 96.2 million.
Oh, wow.
The Rock is the winner.
Man.
I know. Yeah. Okay, Instagram followers. Who has more, Lunchbox? Taylor Swift or Beyonce?
T-Swizzle.
Taylor Swift, he says? No.
What?
Queen B.
Come on.
Stop that, Amy. Beyonce, 108 million. Taylor, 104.
Wow.
Man.
Beyonce. Okay, okay. Amy, who has more, Luke Bryan or Jason Aldean?
Ooh, Luke Bryan.
Luke Bryan. Correct. Luke Bryan, 3.9. Aldean, 2.1 million. Lunchbox.
Yep.
Who has more Instagram followers? Keith Urban or Florida Georgia Line?
Flaja.
Are you sure?
Yeah, no doubt.
1.6 million to 1.5 million.
I mean, so close.
They're so
no, that was
close.
No doubter.
All right, so we're even right now.
Yeah.
All right, who has more Instagram followers? Carrie Underwood or Miranda Lambert?
Ooh.
Carrie Underwood.
Miranda Lambert has 3.6 million.
What? Wow.
Carrie Underwood has 6.5 million.
Oh, yeah.
So Carrie wins.
Good win.
Carrie
good
has
pick.
More than Miranda. Lunchbox.
Yep.
Dierks Bentley or Sam Hunt?
Oh, come on. Gotta be Sam Hunt.
Why?
Gotta be.
Show me Sam Hunt.
Yes. Yes.
That's correct. All right. We're tied still.
Woo.
Write your answer down on this one, okay?
Okay.
This is a tiebreaker. Tiebreaker.
Don't copy.
Who has more Instagram followers? Bobby Bones. That would be me.
Oh, boy.
Or Vanilla Ice. Who has more Instagram followers?
Oh, my gosh.
That's a tough one.
Okay. I think.
Bobby Bones. This got
That's
me,
you.
Me, 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 me.
Oh, come on.
Or Vanilla Ice.
What's his name? Andrew Van Winkle?
I don't think so.
Rip Van Winkle.
No, that's it. Oh, that's the guy that slept 100 years.
Yes.
Oh. Yes. You're close. That. You're close. Okay, here we go. Amy, ready?
Okay, yeah, I'm ready.
Me or Vanilla
I wrote
Ice?
It down. I wrote it down.
Go ahead.
Okay, I wrote down Bones.
Me, all right. Hey, Lunchbox.
I put Bobby Bones!
Vanilla Ice has 222,000. I have 584,000.
Yeah!
Got him!
Okay, okay, okay.
Take that, Ice!
It's a tie.
Hey, that's Robert Van Winkle.
Robert Van Winkle.
Rob.
What'd you say his name was?
Andrew.
Andrew
I
Van
said
Winkle?
Rip.
Man, no, Rip's like a cartoon character. Like a
so,
a
Rob
story.
Or Bob? Because Bob's Kid Rock.
I don't know.
Yeah, Kid Rock's Bob. Yeah, Bob. Okay. Last one.
Okay.
Scooby Doo.
What?
Or Lunchbox. Who has more Instagram?
I'm in.
Well, that's easy.
Scooby-Doo or Lunchbox? Like, Scooby the cartoon character or Lunchbox?
That's stupid.
The cartoon character.
I'm in for the win.
Amy.
Scooby-Doo.
Amy's trying to lose on purpose.
No, I'm not.
Lunchbox definitely has more than Scooby-Doo. Get out of here.
Did you just refer to yourself?
He did.
Okay, so...
Amy, you say
Scooby-Doo.
Ruh-roh, Amy.
And then Lunchbox says Lunchbox.
Lunchbox.
Gosh.
Hit it. Ruh-roh. No, there's no way Scooby-Doo that he doesn't have a real account.
Ruh-roh, Ruff.
Yes, he does.
Scooby-Doo's the winner.
Amy wins. Yeah.
Hey,
Scooby. There's no way.
We get a Scooby snack.
Lunchbox has 178,000. Scooby-Doo has 203,000.
It's close.
Come on.
Yeah.
Draw out your handle. Get some followers. Radio Lunchbox.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
Ruh-roh, everybody.
I'm losing to Scooby.
All right, there we go.
Bobby Bones.
Our newest show member is Hillary, who answers our phones. How's it been going, Hillary? Been a couple weeks you've been on the show here.
It's been going pretty well.
Yeah?
Gotten some interesting phone calls.
So all the calls go through her now, and it's been cool, huh?
Yeah.
How's it been with, like, all the other people on the show? Like, do you feel like you fit in?
Yeah, I think so. Everybody's been nice to me.
Has the pace been slower, faster? Like, what's just nothing?
Everything's been good. I have no complaints.
No complaints.
No complaints. Everybody's nice to me.
Everybody.
Everybody's nice to me.
There it is. She doesn't want to get in the middle of any sort of controversy early.
No drama.
I can. So people call, and you've been doing a good job too, because if I don't notice, then you're doing a fantastic job. That's a weird place to be. But if I'm ever like, not like, hey, this caller couldn't hear me, or this caller's radio was up.
Yeah.
Like if I'm just rolling, that means she's killing it. Mm-hmm. So you're doing a good job.
Well, thank you.
I don't say that enough, but you are doing a good job. But she has a tell me something good from a caller that she wanted to share.
Tell me something good.
Hillary, our new phone screener, go ahead.
Donna called. She heard the Tell Me Something Good segment, so she wanted to call and share her own. Her house caught on fire, and she lost her house, lost everything, and she has three kids. And she wanted to brag on her community. She's in North Carolina. They paid for rent for a house for her and her family. They've paid utilities. They've paid for everything for her and her family.
Wow.
And she thought that was awesome, especially being around Christmas time.
Oh, my gosh.
That they stepped up and paid for everything for them.
Wow, look at that. That's awesome. You know her name?
Donna.
Donna? You may have said that. Donna. Donna, thank you for sharing your story with us. And thanks to, do you know the town by any chance that she lives?
I didn't catch it. I know it was in North Carolina.
Yeah. Well, everybody in North Carolina, how about
everybody,
that?
Everybody, yes. Everybody in North Carolina is nice.
Yeah. Everybody in North Carolina, tell me something good.
Tell me something good.
You got a pure radio voice on you. Do you hear that when she talks?
Oh, yeah.
Like it's like a...
Thank you.
It's like radio. Like
you're just passing out compliments.
It's good.
Today.
So you have a good radio voice. Like, look at me. I don't have a good radio voice. I don't,
yeah,
I don't
probably
even...
has the best voice in the
yes,
room.
Of all of us. Yes, yeah. I think you have the best radio voice. I have a terrible speech pattern. I don't have a good voice. And I talk too fast.
Yeah. She speaks really well.
Yeah, she has like, it's full.
She doesn't have any impediments.
No. And like, Amy has all the impediments. Like, I talk in a really weird ways, and Amy has all the impediments. And Lunchbox, I don't know.
Well, oh, no, hold on. I got a good voice.
We may be the worst sounding show, just sonically, that exists. Because none of us are, and then Eddie sounds like, man.
Okay. Why did you bring me into
Eddie,
this?
Eddie, you did not make this.
Like, I think, Hillary, you may have the best radio voice of the show.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Do you,
Well, it's fitting, too, that she gets to greet all of our listeners when they call.
Like,
nice, Amy.
Like, the.
Because she's the best sounding.
And pretty much Amy's like, keep her on the phones.
Yeah. Oh. That is
yeah, you
not
did a great job
I
with the
did.
Phones. There,
she
Taylor.
Didn't like that. She didn't like that little combo.
Is it getting too much, Amy? A little too real?
Claudia.
Dang.
Hater
in
the house.
Okay. Okay. Why are y'all doing that? That's not what
I
meant.
We found the controversy. Here's my thing. If you dig y'all hard enough, digging. You find the controversy.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, Eddie, let Hillary have your headphones for a second.
Yeah, right here.
Hey, Hillary, I'm gonna play.
Yeah, take a seat.
Hater in the house. Hillary,
whatever,
I'm gonna play
I'm
a
so
song.
Comfortable that I want her to sit down. It's not a big deal.
Okay.
Oh, she's
sitting
down.
I did that.
Oh, boy.
So, how's your day's good today so far?
Yeah, it's going well so far.
Yeah. So I'm going to play Blake Shelton, I'll Name the Dogs. I'm not going to play the whole song.
Okay.
It's, let me see what the old intro time is here. I don't know, like 8 or 9 seconds. But like do a little record radio talk up you would do for Blake Shelton, I'll Name the Dogs. Could you do that? Just say, hey, it's Hillary from the Bobby Bones Show. Say Blake Shelton, he's having a great Christmas. I don't know, just say some stuff. Okay, can you do that?
Sure.
All right, here we go. Here's Hillary, our phone screener.
Wait, how many seconds did you say my intro was?
Let me see. It is 12.
Okay.
12 seconds. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Hey, it's It's Hillary from The Bobby Bone Show, and here is People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive of 2017. Blake Shelton with his latest, I'll Name the Dogs.
And pretty good, guys.
Yeah, she's pretty good. Like a reference.
She even went to the skinny.
People Magazine?
She did a skinny, too, with that quick.
Yeah.
Like, Amy's skinny takes like 8 minutes. Hillary did it.
Does Hillary know a corny?
He's like, oh, do you have a joke for us, Hillary?
Okay, guys.
Merry Christmas, Amy.
I'm sure she has a good joke.
Yo, okay.
Two?
Yeah.
The morning corny.
Right,
oh, I did see this one. Where does a dog go to get a new tail?
Where does a dog go to get a new tail?
A retail store.
No!
Okay. You want an encore?
No.
I've never laughed at my jokes like that.
She was locked and loaded with a morning corny.
She was like, oh, I got one. No problem. Damn.
That's the only joke I have, though.
Wow. Hey.
Wow.
No, it's crazy. Well, she comes over to tell me something good. She goes up a song. She nails a morning corny. Dang. What do you have in Hillary's pile over there?
Whoa. The
Amy, we're just giving you a hard time.
No, it's better fine. Not leave. I like Hillary.
Better not leave.
We get along really well. Yeah.
Not anymore.
There you go.
Oh, okay. Should I feel threatened?
No.
There you go. All right. Hillary, thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Good job. There she goes.
Lauren in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Hello.
Hey.
What up?
What's up?
Man, I'm just doing a show. You know how we do it near the end of the week. What's your question?
So I was just curious. I hadn't heard recently the update on Ray getting his winnings from the presidency.
Yeah, so close to almost 2 years ago.
Wow.
Ray bet $1,000 on Donald Trump to win the presidency when he wasn't even really in it. It's like a, what they call a flyer. And he bet it was... What, 50 to 1?
Yeah.
So for every $1, you get 50 bucks back. So for every $1,000, you get $50,000.
Yes.
So Ray put $1,000 in this offshore betting site, and as far as we know, you have not received your cash yet.
I have not, and I've given up.
With
the online people, I'll talk to them, and they just keep forwarding me to a manager, to a supervisor, to a regional supervisor. I never get anywhere. So I've, in a way, given up.
So you're out $1,000.
Yes.
And the $50,000 that you won, you're not getting.
Correct. And I have actually asked him just for my $1,000 back, and I still don't even have that.
Mm. Wow. This is the first time we've heard him say he's given up, Lauren.
That's so sad. I'm sorry.
I mean, it's not that sad. He did bet on an illegal gambling site in another country. But, yeah, it's the first. Wow.
Yeah, it's a bummer.
Lauren, I appreciate you.
Appreciate you.
Thank you for calling. Man, Ray, look at that. Sorry, dude.
Yeah, well, if you don't get somewhere, sometimes you just got to move on.
Do you want us to go fund me you some cash?
No.
Okay, cool.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Bobby Bones time.
Come on, Bobby Bones.
A lot of people on vacation this week. When you go on vacation, do you take on debt?
No. It's my husband. No. If we would, we wouldn't do the trip.
Is that because of your husband?
Yeah. He's pretty on top of things like that. I'd be like, let's figure it out later. We only live once. Let's go.
Amy's YOLOing.
But Panama City. I can be pretty responsible, just sometimes I don't pay attention.
Gulf Shores, YOLO!
Yeah. Yeah, YOLO. And my husband's like, actually, not YOLO.
Will you take on debt?
We take on a little bit of debt, but we try to use a little gift certificate here. Or if we got friends with points at a hotel, we say, hey, can you throw us the points? And
you can transfer points?
Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You ask your friends to throw you points?
You
throw me some points,
up.
Give me a hotel room for a couple nights. That's how you do it. You got to barter.
Oh, that's so
Eddie? Oh, no debt. No. I'm already in like serious debt in life. So when we go on vacation, I'm actually getting made fun of from my wife and my family because I say like, nope, we're not doing fun stuff.
We've had a lot of Dave Ramsey in our life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he's like, don't. About 74% of Americans go into debt to pay for a getaway. It's about $1,100 on summer vacation.
Getaway is supposed to be relaxing.
And
I feel
not.
Like if I was going into debt for that, it'd be stressful.
Wait till you have kids. Very stressful. They're going to want to do go-karts.
No, stop. We're not teaching my kids about any of that stuff.
Kids are gonna do
they don't know about it. Like,
What do you think I said?
Oh, you said something else.
That's a lot more expensive than go-karts, buddy.
What did you say? I don't know what y'all think
All the
said.
Guys are laughing, so I don't know what I said.
Yeah, goat.
And it lasts longer than vacation, man.
What are you talking about?
Yeah,
Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
I love this story about these dogs. So, this guy loses his two dogs. And he's like, I don't know, because he knew what part of the woods he lost them in. And they can't find them. And people are out looking for the dogs. Because he's like, my friends, will you please come and find the dogs? So, nothing. Hours go by, and they're small dogs. And they're kind of like Yorkie-looking dogs. Like, they're little terriers. But he loved these dogs. And he's like, well, I guess we're going to have to go to the old Plan B. And they have their favorite kind of sausages they eat. And he starts to grill the sausages at the place he left them. And they come back.
They smell it.
They smell the sausages.
That's amazing.
So smart. Wow. That's so smart.
That's what I do with Eddie sometimes when I'm on the road.
Yeah, sausage.
Can't find him.
Yeah, I'll be like, I'll just start cooking up a tortilla.
Oh, gosh.
And at the time, find Bob yet.
I mean, has anyone seen Eddie? No. All right, get the girl out, boys.
It's terrible.
Is it, though?
Yeah.
Hey, this weekend, I will be in Baton Rouge and Jackson, Mississippi, doing my stand-up show with Carly Pierce and Lindsay L. Love for you guys to come out. BobbyBonesComedy.com.
Get your Bobby Bones on.
Follow Bobby on Snapchat. Username Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, y'all.
Okay, we are going home, but thank you for listening. You can catch up on everything. Just search Bobby Bones Show on demand on iHeartRadio. Search Bobby Bones Show on iTunes. You can listen to the whole thing. You can listen to the BobbyCast, a show I do from my house. Just search that too. All that. Thanks for being here. We would not be able to pay our mortgages or eat our meals without you listening. Right, Amy?
That's right.
We appreciate you. Thank you. We'll see you soon.